Hello and welcome to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Dr. Bishwajit Panja, and in this show we are going to discuss about shallow copy versus deep copy in an object-oriented program or C++. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my Gogo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. Alright, let's get started. Now, what is a shallow copy? A shallow copy occurs when an address of a pointer in one object is copied into the pointer of another object. So that means a pointer from object A pointing to some memory location, a pointer from object B is pointing to the same memory location as well. Okay, so that means both the pointers have the same address of one particular memory or an array. So what is the problem of having a shallow copy? The problem of having a shallow copy is if anything changes in that memory, or let's say object A changes something in the memory location, that would be reflected for object B as well. We may not want the things to be reflected in object B, but we cannot do anything because pointer from object A and pointer from object B both of them are pointing to the same memory location because they have the same address. So that's a big problem because we created two separate objects and we wanted to have everything separate, but when we have a shallow copy, we cannot have separate array or separate memory. So that's a big problem. To take care of the shallow copy or to avoid having shallow copy, we can use a deep copy. Deep copy is a copy made without copying the address. Okay, so that means if a pointer in object A pointing to some memory location, pointer in object B will be pointing to another memory location. Though, let's say the memory they are pointing to isn't for array. So in that case, both the arrays would be same, but two separate copies. One copy for object A, one copy for object B. That means if object A changes any element in the array, that will not be reflected for object B, because in the deep copy, the object B has a total separate copy of the array. So that's a good thing because now we do not have any dependency between these two objects, object A and object B. So in most of the cases, we don't want shallow copy and we want deep copy. And also, as I said, in shallow copy, the pointers from object A and B, both of them would be pointing to the same array. But in the deep copy, object A will have a separate copy of an array. Object B will have a separate copy of an array as well. Now, let's say we have two objects, my car and your car. Both of them are coming from, let's say, the car class or car struct. Now, if we do my car equals your car, is that, again, my car and your car, two objects, they are coming from the car struct or car class. Now, if we do my car equals your car, what's going to happen? Whatever we have in the your car, that would be copied to my car. Now, is this going to be a shallow copy or deep copy? It is going to be a shallow copy. So, when we have my car equals your car, that's a regular assignment operation. So in the regular assignment operation, it's going to have shallow copy. That means a pointer in my car, pointer in your car, both of them would be pointing to the same array. They will not have separate copies of the array. So now, how do we avoid having shallow copy in the assignment operation? Now, in order to avoid shallow copy in the assignment operation, or to implement deep copy in assignment operation, we have to have overloaded operator. So if we have overloaded equal operator, in that case we can say that you create separate copies for the array. So in this particular case, it's going to be a deep copy, because the function of the overloaded operator would be to make sure that both the objects have separate copies and they are not pointing to the same array. So that means a shallow copy takes place when a data member are pointers. Okay, so if we do not have any pointer pointing to the array, pointing to the memory, then we do not have to worry about the shallow copy. But most of the time when we are using object and with the pointers, then we do have to worry about the shallow copy, because we do not want our objects to be pointing to the same array. And again, that can be taken care by using overloaded operator. So this shallow copy and deep copy, these two concepts come from the copy constructor. Now, when we are using a copy constructor or a deep copy, we need to explicitly add a couple of lines of code in order to saying that we are going to have a deep copy in our class. So we have to explicitly use again one or two lines of code to make sure that the compiler understands we are trying to deep copy, not just shallow copy. Now again, one more approach would be to use an overloaded operator, so that the compiler knows that we are going to copy the content from object A to object B, but we are trying to have two separate copies. It's like cloning the content from an object and then giving that to another object. So two separate copies, but they have same data member, same member functions, or same pointers, but totally two separate copies. So deep copy is always helpful because we don't want our objects to interfere with each other, and we can have all the operations done separately for separate objects, because the goal of using separate objects most of the time are to do separate operations, separate functions, or calling off separate functions. So the deep copy will help to achieve the goal of having separate operations in separate objects. So again, in this radio show, we are discussing about shallow copy and deep copy. And in the shallow copy, we discuss that the pointers from different objects going to point to the same array or same memory, versus in deep copy, they are going to have separate copies of the array or separate copies of the memory. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any question or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other show, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Bishwajit Panja. If there is a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Or thank you for your time today. And remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you.